You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for the Psychic Psych with Jax Potter.
Jax Potter.
Live from the psychicpsych.com.au.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is the Psychic Psych
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome to the show. I'm Jax Potter, the Psychic Psych. I work with clients all over the world. I'm a trauma therapist and a psychic medium, and I support people in getting clarity, in connecting to their higher selves, in understanding what's going on for themselves, in releasing old hurts and old traumas, and moving into their favorite life. So today I'm going to take some callers, but before I do, what's sitting really heavily on my heart is talking about allowing things to be as they are. So let me clarify a little bit on that, because quite often where we feel pain is because we are holding on to how we think things should have been or should be, or how people should show up for us, or this didn't work out in the way that I had planned for it to be. And what the messaging I'm getting from the cosmos is it creates pain where there need not be pain. If we allow things to unfold as they are meant to, if we allow people to show up as they do, if we allow less grip, is how I'm being shown, on the way things show up, the timing of things show up, and the outcome, we travel this earthly experience far more easily, far more peacefully, and we are able to see things as they are able to be, so that we can experience the magic and the miracles that are to come in for us. So if you are having trouble letting go of a scenario, if you are having trouble letting go of a person, or if you are finding yourself really frustrated that things aren't happening in the way that you're wanting them to happen, you are being asked to step back a little bit and allow things to unfold as they are meant to be. That doesn't mean you don't take aligned action on your life and making things happen, but it means you don't create resistance, is how I'm being shown. You don't create resistance when someone is showing you who they are or how they are. Okay, I'm going to take some callers in a moment. I just want to shuffle a little card, see what's coming up for the collective, so that you can all have a bit of messaging here. Okay. Consciousness. Oh, there is no beginning and there is no end. I'm not surprised that this came through after talking exactly about that, of letting go of timing, letting go of the hows and the whens. We are eternal beings. This avatar that you're in is temporary. This life that you're currently in is temporary, but we are eternal beings, and there is no need for you to force or to rush or to wish for it to be different. Allow things to be as they are. Okay, Tyler, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
How are you doing?
Very well, and yourself?
I'm great, thank you. I'm a little bit croaky, so I apologize.
No worries.
What were you wanting to talk about today? Do you have particular questions?
I guess just in general, if I'm heading on the right path, I feel like pretty much what you were just talking about, trying to rush, like I feel like there's something I need to do and I'm trying to figure it out and I can't figure it out. It's just...
Yeah, because you're not meant to figure it out. I know that's really frustrating to hear. So let me give you a little bit of clarity on that. The way they're showing me is you have overextended a lot in the past. And what I mean by that is you've tried to make sure things worked out okay, tried to make sure other people are okay, tried to make sure you are okay in the eyes of other people. That's how they're showing me. So you wanted other people to think well of you, or if you feel like you've stuffed something up or done something wrong, you've tried to repair that so that other people don't perceive you badly. And there's just been a lot of you trying to make everything okay. And I understand why. And they're showing me a little bit of your childhood so I can understand why you tend to kind of overgive and overextend. But this is why you feel like you're a little bit, I don't know what to do now, is because you're learning to not continue that same pattern of overextending. They're asking you not to always be on alert for what everyone else is doing and what's happening around you and how is this working and what are they doing and what should I be doing next. It's like you're on alert all the time, and it's really draining you, and it's not allowing you to hear your own intuitive guidance and to trust what the next steps are as they come up, because you're just looking at the external world rather than connecting in with your inner world. Does that make sense? I can give you more clarity on that, but that makes sense when I'm like, you're focused on the external world and trying to make it okay rather than coming in and checking on yourself and your inner world.
Previously, not currently though.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've broken that pattern. This is just this little period of time where they're like, so when we break a long-term pattern, there's always a little period of time where it's sort of like you're recalibrating and you're adjusting as you're moving into a very different way of doing things. And this is very, very different for you. You're no longer overextending. You are no longer worrying about things you don't need to be worrying about. You're really shifting the focus into, how do I take care of me? How do I live a life that is fulfilled and aligned without putting any pressure on it? I'm just allowing alignment and fulfillment. And you're doing that really beautifully, but this is not what you want to hear, but you don't need to know the next steps at the moment, because they will simply open up once you've done this little energetic recalibration that you're doing. Talk to me about your energy practices, whether that's breath work or meditation. What are your energy practices at the moment?
That's part of my problem is I don't really know how to, and I worry too much about which one to do, how to do it. I have moments where I can connect to the other side, and not intentionally, I guess, if you will, but it just kind of happens. And then if I try to, there's some kind of blockage. So that's what I mean by it. I know there's a next phase or next step, if you will, but it's just been hard to get to it. And if you're saying that I need to back away from it, maybe that's what the problem is.
It's not back away from it. It's no force, just allowing. Because so when I'm connecting in with the spirit realm, when I'm getting my guidance, when I'm getting guidance for other people, if I try and do that, if I'm, you know, okay, I'm ready and this is what's like, give me something, I need something, it'll be nothing. It's very, very quiet. They do that very intentionally because they're helping you develop self-trust. And I can see how much healing work and how much of your own self-reflection you have done over the last couple of years. All they're asking for you at the moment is to just come into some practices like breath work and meditation, and do them completely imperfectly. This is part of what you're learning at the moment, is nothing is perfect. We are not perfect. No person is perfect. No soul is perfect. No life is perfect. This human existence is messy and hard. And if you allow yourself to do things imperfectly and just as they feel good, everything changes. So your connection to the spirit realm, your connection to creating the life that you're trying to create will come far easily if you just let it be. Let yourself do things imperfectly and let yourself do things purely because you enjoy it and because it feels good to you, not because you have to or not because it has to be done in a certain way. There is no right or wrong way to meditate. There is breath work. There are so many different ways that you can do breath work. You can have a look online. There's heaps of free YouTube videos, free courses. Please don't put pressure on yourself that any of it has to be perfect. Even down to, you don't have to be doing it daily if that doesn't feel good for you. It's not about having all of these set practices in place and I have to do this and then I should be doing this and then I need to be doing next, because that's what they've shown me you've done previously in your life, and they don't want you bringing that into your spiritual practices or into just creating this new life that you're creating for yourself that is more aligned and more peaceful. So let your practices be just because they feel good. You might meditate for 5 minutes and then go and ride a bike or go and do something else completely different. It doesn't need to be these really intense practices where you have to go and do courses or you have to join other people and do events or anything like that. It can just be small little times that feel good and support you in different ways. They're also asking, the reason you feel a little bit of a block at times is the way I always get shown this, and I think I've spoken about this a few times, I'm not sure if you've heard before, but I always get shown a clear tube between us and the spirit realm. And think of it like a vacuum cleaner tube. And the thing, you know, the dust and debris in a vacuum cleaner, the dust and debris in the tube between us and the spirit realm is self-doubt and overthinking. So if you are doubting yourself or you are overthinking anything, it makes it really hard to connect in. So they won't be able to channel messages through if you're in self-doubt or overthinking. So they do this deliberately so that you can stop and check in and go, oh, I'm overthinking this. I'm too, you know, I'm worrying about something I don't need to be worrying about. It's you can check yourself and come back into, I trust myself. I trust it'll be okay. Even if I don't have the answers, then you will notice that you'll check into your messaging even more. So those times where you're trying to connect in, you're trying to understand next steps in your life and it feels like you're not getting anything, they're the moments where you're being asked to go out to nature or to meditate or to do just a little bit of breath work, just to do some things to come out of your head and come into a more centered place within your body.
That makes sense.
Breathwork keeps coming up for you. Breathwork will be really powerful for you. Have a look around and see some sort of breathwork practices is going to be good for you. That's going to help you a lot connect in to understanding what's coming up next for you. In the next 6 months, there's big changes, as in there's more messages coming both from the spirit realm but also through people that you know. You'll be getting, having random conversations that you aren't expecting. You will be getting more messaging coming through, both in the physical plane and in the spiritual plane. And when those messages come through, they're asking you to stop and take a moment of gratitude and go, okay, I am worthy of these changes that are happening for me. I've worked really hard to adjust my mentality. I've worked really hard to see things differently and to practice things differently, which you have. And so now take those moments to receive the new blessings that are coming in, because you are absolutely worthy of them.
Thank you.
Do you have any other questions?
No, that pretty much covers it. I appreciate it. Thank you.
My absolute pleasure. You've got this. Just take some time to be completely imperfect, to do the things that feel good, and just to kind of connect into your body and into your spirit a little bit more. That's going to be hugely helpful for you.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Okay, my loves, I'm going to do another little card pull and see where we're guided today. There's so many people at the moment who are struggling to find that inner peace, that sense of I'm okay no matter the circumstance. No surprises. I pulled the peace of mind card. Okay, if you are struggling to bring yourself back to a centered place, if the world outside you feels a little bit hectic, the world at large or your own little personal world feels a little bit hectic and you're struggling to come back to a place of center, they're asking you to ask yourself this question. Is this for me or is it not? Is this for me or is it not? If a circumstance, if an event is happening, if someone's attitude, if something is happening and it is not for you, you are being asked to check in. If it's not for you, allow yourself to come out of the overthinking, move away from it, step away from it, whether it's literally stepping away from that person or that thing, or mentally check out and bring yourself back to a centered space and know that things that are not meant for you will very quickly drain your energy and your time, and it is your responsibility to check in with your energy and time and see if it's being unnecessarily drained. All right. Katarina, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm so good. How are you doing?
Okay.
Okay. Do you have questions, my love?
Just need a reading, like what's going on with my relationship coming up, or I just want to know what's going on
with the relationship. Sorry, you dropped out for a bit there, but I think you're asking about the relationship.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you're in such a different place than what you were this time last year. So different. Can you feel that? As in, maybe physically a little bit as well, but can you feel how different you are and the things around you are compared to this time, the end of last year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's so different. It feels like vastly different. So what they're asking, what's different in this relationship than where you were at this time last year?
Oh, no, I just want to know, you know, is there anybody coming into my life? You know, right now I don't have anybody in my life. I just want to know, is there anyone coming into my life for a new relationship or?
They keep pinpointing this time last year. What's the difference? What's the big difference between now and this? Because I'll talk about the relationship, but they keep showing me pinpointing this time last year and now. What's the big difference in your life between this time last year and now? What was happening for you this time last year?
This time there's nothing going on.
Last
year I was with somebody and it just didn't work out.
Okay, so that's the difference, is that you were with them and then this is different. Is there still contact with that person from last year?
No.
Okay. Oh, okay, that took me a little bit. They just keep going, it's so different from last year to this year. What's the difference? It's your sense of self and your worthiness, you knowing yourself well, your boundaries, what you expect, what you need, you expressing your needs. So that previous relationship allowed you to come into all of that, to recognize what you do and don't want, and to get more clear and more firm on that. So as you, okay, first thing, before we move into this new relationship, where do you need to disconnect? That's why I asked, is there still connection with this person? Where do you need to disconnect from that last person? Is it just a bit of a, do you need to write a letter and get rid of that? Or is it a bit of a, do you need to get rid of some photos? Where do you need to disconnect from that last person?
No, I don't need to get rid of anything. I'm ready. It's just,
yeah,
you know.
It's a letter. Okay, not to them. I don't want you giving it to them. I just want you to write to yourself, for yourself, about how far you've come, what you've recognized within yourself, what your needs are now that are different to what they used to be. It's a bit of a, the way they're showing me, it's a ritual, a process of, that's where I was, this is where I am now. It's so different. No one else needs to see it. No one else even needs to know about it. This is for you. It's a disconnection from the past so that you can step into it. So you're very ready emotionally, you're very ready physically. They just energetically need you to write this down so that you're ready energetically. And then you are going to notice that this new partner that comes in, the immediate first thing with this new partner is more smiling and more laughter. Sometimes the smile, I can see you smiling, and it's this, their humor is witty and a really kind of unexpected humor, a really unexpected humor from them. So there's lots of you smiling and lots of you laughing and really enjoying that unexpected humor. So this is beautiful. Write that letter to yourself. You can keep it or not keep it, whatever feels good. It's just an energetic kind of stepping into this new chapter for you. When they come in, when this person comes in, it's not slow burn, but it is. What I mean by that is you will know really quickly that you want to spend a lot of time with them. It's definitely not going to be, oh, you know, I don't mind if I just see them once a week or once a fortnight. I don't mind when I see them. You'll know that you want to spend lots of time with them, but the relationship won't rush. It won't be kind of, oh, gosh, this is happening too quickly. I'm thrown. The relationship will happen gradually and beautifully, but you will very much know that you're wanting to spend time with them and wanting to get to know more about them and to enjoy that beautiful sense of humor and the laughter that you have. They keep showing me you eating together. So that's something that you guys bond over, that you're eating together. You spend time talking about your days when you're eating together and enjoying that time connecting over food. When it comes to the loved ones and the people around you, how have they been with previous partners? Like your closest people around you, how have they been with previous partners?
Babies, I don't know. What were you saying?
The people, the closest people to you, how have they been with previous partners?
With previous partners, people around me.
Like, have they supported? What has it felt like with the close people around you?
No, they're supporting me.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, so it feels very, very different with this relationship, with the people around as well. That's why I was asking, how have they been with the support? It's like another level of support for you. I think it feels like, because they know it's a good match. That's how it feels. What I mean, you know, when people around us can kind of see things that we can't see sometimes, and they're like, I don't know, we'll see. Whereas this time it's like, yeah, okay, this is a good match. Your humor is beautiful together. The things, you support each other really well. You talk things through. So the people around you are going to see that it's a good match as well. You will know really quickly that it's a good match.
Yeah.
You really will just feel it. You'll feel it. And
so
please,
it's coming into my life. It's coming into me. It's coming into my life. Okay.
It's coming. They're not giving me time frames, but it's coming. They want you to spend the holidays, these holidays, do this little letter that I talk about, just writing of, like, you know, almost kind of a goodbye to the past, and I'm excited to step into this, into the future, and I'm excited for what's to come. Do that letter over the holidays. Spend a little bit of time. So your bedroom and the places where you spend the most time, spend a little bit of time just setting those areas up for the new things that you want to come in. So maybe you put some crystals around, or maybe you get, you know, get another bedside table or something like that. Set your space up so it feels how you want it to feel when this relationship is in your life. That's going to be supportive, because that's going to, you're ready emotionally. You're ready. It's just, we're basically just preparing your energetic space at the moment for them to come in. But I really, really like how easy this feels for you as it comes in. And I really like how supportive the people around you are being, because they can see that it's a good match. It makes sense is what I'm hearing. Like, people will look at your connection and go, yeah, that makes sense. That's beautiful. I really like how they talk to each other. I really like how they do things together. That makes sense. And that's going to be amazing for you to know that other people can see that as well. You know, sometimes we can see it and we're worried. Other people are like, I don't know. We start to second guess, but that's not what this is. It's really, really supported by the people who love you, and very easy.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good.
I'm so happy. You're very ready for this.
Okay. Thank you.
My absolute pleasure. My pleasure. Okay, my loves. Thank you. Take care. Okay, I am being asked to share with everyone just a little around softness and compassion, are the words that I'm hearing. Softening with other people and remembering that other people are often struggling in their experiences, and where some people, and this is not excusing abusive or awful behavior. What I'm talking about is where people maybe haven't shown up in the way that you wanted them to show up, or where someone's maybe off on a whole tangent on their life and you're looking at it going, why are you making that decision? Come back here. We often personalize decisions that other people are making without taking into account that they often have a soul contract to fulfill, or they have things that they need to be getting done in their own way. And we don't know their whole experience, and we don't know what's going on for them. So softening when we look at other people and the choices that we're making, softening when we look at ourselves and the choices that we've made, because if we look at our lives without that softness and without that compassion, we can get caught in loops of shame and guilt. We can start to punish ourselves for decisions that we've made. And if we are punishing ourselves for past decisions, even if it is simple as I should have done that differently, I could have done that differently, why didn't I just do this? It becomes how we operate. It becomes our main programming, and that's how we make future decisions. And you don't want to be going into new chapters in your life or new relationships or new jobs bringing in that old mindset where you punish yourself and you haven't forgiven yourself for the way that you've shown up and the way that you've done things. So allow more softness and more compassion for others and for yourself. When they want to get clear on this, when we're talking about softness and compassion for other people, it does not mean allowing people to cross your healthy boundaries. It does not mean allowing in toxicity or repeated harmful behaviors. What it does mean is allowing people to grow and to change and to learn things in their own way and in their own time. It also means softness for letting go of relationships or letting go of people or letting go of ideas when they've come to an end, with softness and with compassion, without gripping on going, but I thought we were going to be together forever, or that was never meant to happen. I don't want this to happen. It creates so much chaos within our mind, within our soul, and within our nervous system. So bringing in softness of, okay, I can feel that this has come to an end. It might be a job, it might be a relationship, but when you can feel that it is no longer in alignment, that it has come to an end, that it no longer is offering you anything that you need to be receiving, softly take a breath and softly release it. Softly let go with gratitude for what it taught you and for what you were there for, and allow yourself to move in to even more alignment and even greater relationships and greater opportunities. Softness will change so much of what you're experiencing, because it's the harshness and the rules that keep us stuck. This is the times where we're like, I don't know what's happening next and I need clarity, because we've got too many rules and not enough softness in how we're doing. Okay, my loves, I'm so, so happy to talk to you all. I will be back next week. I am Jax Potter, the Psychic Psych. I'm all over social media. I support people all over the world in connecting with their spirit team, in understanding what's going on for them, in healing trauma, and creating your favorite life where you are no longer held captive by old ideas or things that aren't meant for you. I'm so grateful for your time, and I'm looking forward to chatting to you next week.